Wayne Valier, an educator and member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, says some of these games haven't been played for over 100 years, and he feels it's his responsibility to teach them to the young people.
I'm trying to bring an awareness of our native games and our native values and our native customs, our native culture, our language, so that we never forget again.
On a warm and breezy morning, a group of about 30 eighth graders head out onto the frozen snowy lake to learn about their traditions. They start with a simple snowshoe race.
On your mark! Get set! Go! Go!
But Valier says the games aren't just about having fun.
The children are trained at a young age how to survive in this environment. They're taught to be hunters and gatherers through these games. So the mission of the games is actually to teach our kids how to use the tools of war as well as survival.
14-year-old Dallas Hart says for him, spear throwing is not about the competition. It's about the feeling he gets.
When I run and throw it, I can feel the power going through my arm and into the arrow and see on how far it flies.
Oh man.
But when it flies far, then it feels pretty good because then you know that you can then you know that you're a hunter or warrior, because when you throw the arrow farther, you have the strength to hunt.
The game Valier is most proud of is
Guni Ka Ganebig, the snow snake game.
He did a lot of research to bring this game back to life. It hasn't been played by the Ojibwe for more than 175 years. The players take a weighted spear, carved like a snake, and slide it down a path of ice where the snow has been cleared away.
The game was banished by the Europeans. A few generations later, people forgot the game. I brought the game back, and now the people know the game again, and we're sliding those snakes again, once again on the ice.
Get down and slide it. Get down low.
Like that. Like just like that.
Ooh, boy.
Awesome, Trey. Just like that.
Oh, he made that face.
Eighth grade teacher Hannah Bigjohn says the traditional games and shared sense of identity bring the students together.
I've seen cooperation between some of these students who don't talk in the classroom. They don't encourage one another outside of school, and then suddenly we're here and you can hear shouts of encouragement. It's amazing.
Valier says that doesn't surprise him.
By knowing where we've been as a people, we'll have a better understanding on where we're going in the future. Planting the seed of identity, historical identity, who we are as a people. It's a very respectful way to live, respect of all living things.